So this room is just—it's just all your paperwork and photographs.
Well, there's music and clothes. These are all gowns. That one is split to the hip. That one.
I never knew I was the first woman actually to top the charts. I mean, I had several records in charts, but not number ones. Mm. Just that number one. How much is that? I can't even say it.
Why not?
When they gave it to me to sing, I said, I can't sing this rubbish. And then I recorded it. I did one for rehearsal and one track, and I said, I can't sing this anymore. I never have sung it again.
You've never, ever sung that song?
Never, ever sung it again. No.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
We had an artist repertoire, they call them, managers. And I had a fellow called Dick Rowe. And he said to me, I've got a great song. And I said, it's a child's song. I thought I was a sophisticated singer, you know. Not only that, they had this sort of animal imitator that did the barking.
In the window, the one with the waggly tail.
Did you feel like it's kind of plagued you all your life?
It has, in a way. But, you know, I've met people and they say, you remind me of somebody. And I always say, who? So they say, do you remember that singer?
And they think you look like Lita Rosa.
Yeah, they say, and I hate to say I am. I've done some lovely songs, you know, but that's the one I'm remembered for. I'm famous, for singing that song.
So here in your living room, you've got a pile of CDs. Love Songs for Night People by Lita Rosa.
That album, actually, was made in 1963.
Which is your favourite, if you can pick a favourite?
I like Hey There. I do like Hey There.
Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Bob Sharples Orchestra.
Yeah.
Recorded in 1955. They went to number three in the charts.
Yeah.
So you weren't exactly a one-hit wonder, were you?
Oh no, there were several went into the charts. There was only the nasty one that got to number one. That nasty, nasty song that everybody loves.
We all hear about the Mersey beat and the Mersey sound, and that's what this exhibition is all about. So what was the Mersey sound when you were around?
Styles change, you know, and you could hear lyrics when we sang. But now it's just sort of, to me, it's raucous noise. But when the Beatles started, they wrote some gorgeous things. They really did, and they were a pleasure to sing. That's when I think music really started here. And then people started writing. All these little groups started writing their own things. That was the Mersey Beat. But then so many people have come out of Liverpool and got into show business.
Why? Why do you think that is?
I think in my case, it was because I was one of seven children. I wanted a bed of my own.
Oh. Wardrobe full of shoes.
But how can I wear those now? God, it'd be like wearing stepladders.
One more question about the song that you hate.
What?
Apparently Margaret Thatcher said it was her favourite.
I never heard her say it. Several people have told me.
What do you think of that?
Well, I suppose she's got to like something. But I heard her say that one of her favourite songs was that one that Rolf Harris did, Two Little Boys, There's Room on My Horse for Two. I was quite disappointed because I'd heard that she liked Doggy in the Window. But it didn't really matter because I hate Doggy in the Window.
What do you think of Margaret Thatcher?
I love Margaret Thatcher.
That makes you a rare Liverpudlian.
No. Well, yes. Well, I just thought it was great. She was so positive. If she said something, she did it.
We're in your living room and you have Lots of pictures of dogs around here.
Oh, I love dogs, yeah. You see Elton's amongst all those, all my dog pictures.
Elton?
Elton John.
I thought you meant you had a dog called Elton.
No.
What does it say? He signed it. What does it say?
You're the best.
Darling Lita, you're the best. So it's Elton John and lots of pictures of
dogs. All my dogs. That last dog that I had, I got her from Battersea. Oh, she was so feminine and so dainty. That's her over there.
What was her name?
Sheena. So she's in a little coffin with a little brass plate on it, mm-hmm. and her name's on it. And when I get cremated, we're both going up to Liverpool, and we're both going to be emptied onto the Mersey, and we're going travelling together.